All righty, good morning. 7:09, it's Brock and Hunter.
That's an appropriate theme for a space kind of a day.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
I guess.
Star Wars, they didn't fly through any black holes.
We did the math. All right, if you missed it, we were talking about the first ever photographed black hole. Uh-huh. It's how many trillion miles away? Did we say 290 trillion miles away?
Technically, I've photographed some black holes in my time. But this one, no pun intended, is of a bigger black hole in the sky.
It wasn't a pun. We knew exactly what you were talking about.
No, I said but.
Oh. There it is. Why are you taking pictures of
bee holes? Was a joke. Really.
How many bee holes have you taken a picture of?
You should see my bedroom wall.
Your balloon nut collection.
Why do you have a bunch of pictures of the end of hot dogs? Those aren't the end of hot dogs here, boy.
Didn't know you like balloon nuts so much.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Balloon nut.
I am surprised someone hasn't taken a picture of some just spread cheeks with that picture of the black hole.
Right in the middle. Hey.
That's the way you should do that.
Here we go.
We'll be internet famous, buddy.
Internet famous.
Anyway, no more space talk. I'm bored with it. It's stupid.
Space is not stupid.
It's stupid.
You're stupid.
It's 290 trillion miles away. I tell you what, if it's like a couple hours away, then I'll be impressed. But until then, until it's not a fuzzy picture of a spaceship or of a hole in the middle of space, I don't care.
You know, if somebody said you could catch fish in space, immediately Brock would be interested.
Well, that's totally different. That's space fish. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
What would you put on the line?
You wouldn't be able to do it because there's no gravity in space, so I can't cast.
Well, you can cast anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it wouldn't go anywhere because there's no gravity, so it'd just be me going like this. Nothing happened.
Like a moron up in space.
Unless I had like one of those like guns.
Could see like Neil Armstrong. Hey, did Brock bring his fishing pole?
I think
he's over there trying to fish. We haven't even found water yet.
No, what would happen is I'd have one of those like cool like lure cannons, and I'd shoot it, but then I'd go opposite direction because in space,
it'd shoot you backwards.
Yeah, it'd shoot me backwards.
You're not that dumb.
I'd have to sit there and fart my way back to the starting point just to move myself forward.
You know what? You just stay on Earth.
Yeah.
We're good. We're good with you down here.
Space is stupid.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Do you need to pump the septic in space?
I don't think so. I think it just floats around.
No, here's the other thing, too, is you know what? Yeah, exactly. Us as humans, let's just stay out of there until we figure it out. Because you know what we've been doing for years? We've just been launching our turds out into space.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, you know, there's a lot of space out there, though, Brock.
Oh, does that make it okay? The ocean's pretty big. Look at what we've done to that.
Now, would you rather have them shoot it up into space or have a big blue icicle fall out of a plane and land on you?
Well, we got it both. You know? Eventually... That space turd's going to hit something. Ridiculous. Well, Canadians are known for being overly polite all the time. But is it all just an act?
Is it?
Is it a Canadian act? According to a new study, they found that Canadians are also the biggest liars in the world.
Oh.
Teenagers from a bunch of different countries were given a list of mathematical concepts, and they had to say whether they were familiar with each one or not, but several of the concepts on the list were totally fake. Teens in Canada were the most likely to claim they've heard of the fake concepts before, meaning they were the most dishonest. America ranked second, followed by Australia, New Zealand, and England. Overall, boys were more likely to lie than girls. Canada, you bunch of liars.
Yeah, you damn Canadians.
Yeah, you got it all full of maple syrup, lying, you damn lying Canadians.
Yeah, eating your bacon.
Yeah, your flat bacon, your weird bacon, you damn dirty lying Canadians.
Making people get naked at the border.
Maybe they're just trying to be nice, and they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so they say they know it. That sounds very Canadian-ish.
How do you feel about Canada?
I don't care. Women are hot up in Canada. And they got that free health care. Oh, yeah.
You have free health care in Canada?
Did you not know that?
Uh-uh.
God, you are dumb.
What the hell?
Yeah, you could literally go to, you could break your arm, go to the hospital, don't got to pay for it. Yep. What? Now, granted, you do. I mean, they pay taxes for it. But here's the funny thing about America: we pay taxes for other people. And to cover that kind of, we pay, you know, for Medicare and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But we also then still have to pay insurance and health care and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, free health care in Canada. Man. That's why a lot of people go over the border to get stuff. Same thing with Mexico. Mexico, you don't got to pay. Or yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
I know with the diabetic stuff, some people do go to Canada.
You should. As close as we live, you should go up there, get your stuff. Granted, that's highly illegal.
Highly illegal.
But, you know. Who cares?
No, I'm not going back to Canada. I've been there once, and it wasn't a fun experience.
One little gloved finger, and you're all scared about Canada.
First off, they didn't touch me. So quit telling people they touched me, because they didn't.
I don't know. You got that look. You got that.
I'm
that,
too defensive on that.
You got that rubber glove stare.
It changed my life forever.
Every time you hear a snap, you jump a little bit.
Yeah, so if you guys are at the Canadian border, and you see that duty-free store, and you don't plan to go to Canada, just don't go to the duty-free store.
You know what wasn't duty-free? That Mount Me's finger after he got done with you.
God. Dang it. That was pretty good.
Did I say two fingers? Better make it three.
That was pretty good.
Has it been more than 5 months since you got any action between the sheets?
5 months, huh? No, it's been sooner than that.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, according to a new poll, that's the point. That's the point when you've officially hit a sexual dry spell.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You're not alone. 28% of American adults are currently in a dry spell. Maybe that's why everyone's so uptight around here.
Yeah.
You got to just get your stuff wet, man.
Yeah.
Here's some other numbers from this study. The average dry spell lasts 11 months, 10 months for men, 12 months for women. The top causes are relationship troubles, not being focused on sex, being in a long-distance relationship, having a busy work schedule. The average American will go through 4 dry spells in their life. A dry spell isn't always a bad thing. 49% of Americans think it can be beneficial. That's what you say to justify not getting laid.
Right.
27% said they've come out with a better understanding of who they are. 26% got to spend more time with friends. 25% said it saved them money. What? In a perfect world, the average American would like to have sex 3 times a week. So the average dry spell lasts 11 months. That's 132 missed opportunities.
Well,
18% of Americans have reached out to an ex during a dry spell.
I just think being a long-term relationship, after a while, it's just...
Well, obviously, sex changes. You know, the dynamic of sex changes. But I tell you what, man, there's, you gotta just, everyone needs to understand that sex is the greatest thing.
Yes.
It's the best thing. If you're stressed out, have some sex.
But I guarantee you, you and Kiki aren't having as much sex as you were when you first met.
I disagree. I would honestly say it's different. I think the schedule's different, but I don't think there's a...
I think you're lying.
What's the word?
We're going to ask Kiki when she gets here. And, you know, don't text her either.
She's not going to admit to it. No, because I honestly think there's been... I think you're lying. I think it's different.
To be different. Cool.
No. But also, we're also still pretty new in the marriage thing. I'm not saying in 10 years it's not going to be the same. That's just how it goes, though.
Yeah.
Right now, like I said, it's different. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the best way. She'll probably get mad at me for saying that, so... It's different. Actually, you know what? Let me correct myself.
Here comes Brock's dry spell.
Obviously, it's... Yeah, exactly.
Here comes Brock's...
Heard the morning show this... Actually, no, I will say, obviously, if you go back to our first dating, yeah, of course, it was, you know, it was much more...
There you go. He's coming around.
But I wouldn't say it's like a huge difference. That's what I'll say. It's not a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Back then when she was still trying to impress me, you know, bringing other girls into the bedroom, stuff like...
What? the big difference is she keeps her shirt on now.
It's quicker.
Right.
It's quicker.
A lot quicker.
All right. The dogs are around more.
Yeah, the dogs.
Get out of here. Quit sniffing around. Get out of here.
There's no cuddling after.
Mm. I love that part. I don't need to cuddle.
No.
Took care of business.
All right.
Yeah. She actually can multitask. The other day, she was wiping off the counter while I took care of it. Like, I'm fine. Make it fast.
I usually get up and stretch, walk around a little bit. I feel like I'm in, like, the jungle. I feel like my true manliness comes out.
Go get that rag. Just clean up real quick. Get back at it.
We have a mirror right there, so I kind of stand in front of the mirror. Yeah, you. You're the man. And she looks at me like, You're an idiot.
She looks there. After,
why do I do this?
After 30 seconds, just unsatisfied.
All right. Why do I keep doing this?
One of these days, I'm going to leave him. One of these days. Once he learns how to do laundry for himself, I'm gone.
All right.
Once he can cook for himself, I'm out of here. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
The year was 1968.